Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Wednesday. Wonderful Wednesday. We've reached Wednesday, halfway point of the week. We'll get there just before 8 o'clock today, midweek morning mouth off. We'll be in, it's weird, it's strange, it's Wednesdays with Whaley, but it's moved back. Nonetheless, I'll explain as we move along. Check us out on video 937thefan.com right there at the top. Watch us live, the link, you can see it. It's spectacular, it's great, it's plugged right into, you get plugged right into our studio, and people love to come behind the curtain, so you can do that to watch us live. Our Odyssey app, you can rewind back to 72 hours. That's a big thing. Anything you missed, anything you want to hear again, go on the Odyssey app and check that out. And smart speakers, they're all the rage. Everyone has one, that little device that looks like a souped-up coaster that's sitting right there, maybe somewhere in your living room or your bedroom or wherever, and you just say, Alexa, play 93.7 The Fan. With that, I say good morning to you guys. Everything good?
Everything is great.
Wonderful. Yes. Lovely.
Wonderful. Crowley?
Terrific.
Terrific. Public service announcement out there. Watch the fog, a little foggy today. It was in different bits and pieces in different places. In some places, it was kind of like right here by work coming up the hill. It was kind of zero visibility almost. In other places, it was free and clear. So just be careful. Watch out for the fog. It could be bad. A question, and I don't know the answer to this. I think Antonio Brown is still holed up in his house. I think that's the case. I think he's been in there for the better part of 4 or 5 days. There's been really no update. I saw Amy Dash was updating this a little bit over the course of, I don't know, the past 3-4 days or so. And her latest update was that, yeah, the Tampa police, somebody, I think it was Pony or something. No, I don't want to incriminate Pony. I think it was someone else kept saying the Tampa Bay police. That's an impossible thing. Tampa Bay is a body of water. It's the Tampa police. the Tampa police were waiting him out. And there had been no development. So I think he's still in his house. And if you've got a house like that, you could spend a lot of time there. Which begs the question this. If you had to, for hopefully not those kind of reasons, that you're holed up and you're out trying to outlast the law enforcement, but for just any general reason, maybe to win a bet or whatever, how long could you stay in your house? I'll give you the back deck in the backyard. Any fenced-in area.
Okay.
How long could you do it?
A couple months.
Yeah.
At least a few months. Wait, do I have, like, all the food that I need? Like, I don't have to...
Nope. You got the... You can... I'll let you go shopping.
Okay.
I'll give you a day of shopping.
A day of shopping.
Uh-huh.
What's my budget? $1,000?
The money you got.
Money I got. Okay. Yeah. A couple months.
And you're allowed to do the show from your house.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's like COVID.
Yeah.
Right?
With COVID, you still went to the park. You did things like that, didn't you? Didn't you go for walks? Didn't you go down and get the mail?
I was scared. Yeah, I thought it was in the air. I was like, all right. I didn't know what was going on, so I was like, I'm hunkering down. I remember going to Home Depot buying like 80 cases of water thinking that the world was ending.
Do you know, for COVID, I missed like 2 days of working out. I went and worked out in a parking lot with my buddies.
You guys all got together and worked out?
We fashioned a squat rack out of buckets, 2 Home Depot buckets. We poured cement in it, and we had wood coming up from it. I think I have a picture of it. We had wood coming up from it and made a squat rack out of it.
Was this like how many days after the announcement of like COVID? Like couple, like 2 days after?
Like never stopped.
I was worried.
Anyway, how long could you stay in your house?
I'm saying,
because think of the ease in which it's to get goods, from anything from Kleenexes
right.
to a refrigerator to a live camel, you can get delivered to your house.
If I needed, I'm getting it delivered. I could stay in my house for months.
Months.
Years. I'm serious.
Years.
Absolutely.
I agree with you.
If I'm trying to win something, if it's a contest or I get $1 million or something on the backside, you put stakes attached to it. I did it for COVID. I'll do it again. Absolutely. If I have everything I need on the front end, I go out and buy a bunch of stuff and alcohol. Yeah.
And alcohol.
I'm in. I'm fine. Give me years.
You can get alcohol delivered now.
Bang.
You're saying years, like multiple years.
I really think I could. If I could do the show every day from there, absolutely.
Can you cut your own hair or will you just shave your head?
I didn't cut my hair during COVID. I grew it out super weirdly long.
Would you? The only thing that you would have to leave for, now there's a couple things. If it got to the point, you would then have to skip like your regular dentist appointment, your regular doctor appointment.
Yeah.
That would be so the things that come up each year.
Could they come to you?
Your dentist ain't coming to you.
No.
I know a doctor. There's a doctor that does house calls for kids. One of my friends has old school pediatrician, has a little black bag.
The bag.
Yep. Stethoscope around his neck. That's a different ball game, though. That's stuff rich people do.
Yeah, we ain't got that money.
Right.
So you'd have to miss dentists, you have to miss doctors.
But here's the thing. Anything that would happen to you internally in terms of your health, it's not like you're getting any airborne illness or stuff like that. So you can skip those doctor's appointments.
Stop right there. We're told right now, and I just looked at it. First of all, Doran's not on camera right now.
Oh, good.
And my name's not on my name. And Crowley, the camera's all messed up.
Maybe I should stay home for 2 years.
There you go.
So the doctor, the dentist, and things like that. Or if you had any appointment, do you ever have to go to an appointment at, say, I don't know, like the DMV or things? There are certain things you have to go in person. The post office.
I probably, with everything that we just laid out, I'd probably 6 months. 6 months to a year.
I could do it a year. I could do it. If the doctor and the dentist, they're probably the two things.
I can go a year without going to the dentist at that point. I'm not, I mean.
Yeah, a year, but.
I would have to set up, I would have to get weights and stuff and put them in my garage. That's the one, because I feel.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's fine. I mean.
I got a treadmill and a Peloton, but I'd have to get like a workout thing.
You should just like do old school jail and just do push-up sit-ups.
That gets old quick. It does. And it hammers your shoulders.
Old school jail.
Yeah.
Prison workout,
yeah.
Ramen noodles.
Man, how long do you think AB can do this?
Well, AB is Snapchat, and I was about to just tell
you. Yes, he was snapped about. He is also commenting on social media about people doing the, you know, put that on dance in the World Cup. So he's watching it. What if you got
a
jury?
Sure, he's there.
Yes, they're sure he is. They were there and knew he was there, and they've have eyes on him, and nobody's left except the kids.
So does a cop just sit out there, or cops sit out there for hours just monitoring his house?
I think what it is there's enough people that are around that they just know. Plus, AB's so not smart.
Yeah, when AB goes someplace.
He tells everybody he goes.
Yeah, he's not conspicuous or inconspicuous about it.
Right. So he's just been holed up in there.
I don't know. I don't know about AB. I don't know how long he could last.
That's right.
You know,
did you think he could last this long?
What's it been, like a week?
Yeah,
a week. But he'll start
I give him another week or
two.
Yeah,
I give him another week.
He's going to do something dumb. Like, he'll go out to get food or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be anything. AB's not going to go out, and it's going to be, you know, to go to mass.
Right.
Steak and shake.
He's going to go to a dispensary or something.
It'll be something like he and Floyd Mayweather will have a flight that they have to take to Dubai or something.
Yes.
It won't be something small. I don't like. Oh, I'm gonna run to Starbucks and get a coffee.
I mean, but if I'm in AB's house,
that's what I'm saying.
Years.
Yeah,
probably. My house. If I had to win a bet, probably a year. But if I was in like a big mansion, I could stay there years.
Can you have friends over?
Ooh,
that's a
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, why not? As long as you don't leave the property.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I think that helps. Because that was the thing with COVID, where you just got,
that changed the whole game.
Ugh. Yeah, if I could have my buds over, bring a couple of pops, watch the game, still got cable.
Yeah, you'd never have to.
No.
Don't have to go
at
anywhere.
At least a year.
Yeah.
I think about the things that I go buy or do. I don't really ever go buy much stuff. I go do things.
Mm-hmm.
which is different. In a previous life, like before you could get everything delivered, many of the reasons you left your house was to go buy things. Now you leave your house to go do things.
And I think of it like the things that I have to go do, I don't even want to do half the time. So now this is all making a lot of sense to me. I might be on the Crowley train of years.
Usually I don't have to go to my kid's soccer thing.
You're right.
I don't have to wake up early and do that.
Right.
I love you, Nora. Sorry.
You think years?
I think. I'm in AB's house.
You have a pool, right?
Yeah.
Would you have to go buy pool supplies? Can you get those chemicals delivered?
You can probably get
those
delivered.
You can get anything delivered, right?
Yeah. Not everything. Some things you have to go get.
Yeah.
Some things are like hazardous and they won't deliver them.
I'd have somebody go. If we could have friends over, I'd be like, hey, pick up some chlorine.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that.
I don't know. I'd be hunkered down for
all of a sudden. This is getting stretched out a little bit longer and a little bit longer.
Well, yeah, because I was really thinking about it this morning, how long you could do it. Like I've often said, I could live a year, no question, in a Costco.
Yeah. That's like if there's a zombie apocalypse.
Right, that's where I'm going.
That's where you hunker down.
Yeah.
Because you get all the food you need. You got weapons, zombies, duh. That's a good place.
Yeah, the Costco, and they have beds.
Do they have weapons there? I don't think they do. Walmart.
Costco would be better. They have all the frozen stuff. They have the microwave
TVs,
big TVs, the microwave, the computers, the internet hookups, bikes, jewelry, in case you would need jewelry in the apocalypse. Everything. They have everything in there. They have churros.
Yeah, a big kitchen.
I mean, yes, pretty much almost an unlimited amount of food, depending
it's
on
its
the people.
Own, it's its own ecosystem and like stratosphere and place, Costco is.
That would be so fun.
Yes, and you would not run out of, there's so much frozen right. stuff in there.
Right.
If you were just by yourself in Costco.
There's a pharmacy.
Right.
Yeah.
I would need a can opener.
They have it.
They have them.
They're three pack.
Yeah, they're three pack.
I only need the one. Batteries. We're always looking for batteries.
Mm-hmm. I could get so creative in there too.
Costco. Oh, they have the basketball hoop.
Oh, I would get so creative. I would just start messing around with
liquor,
everything.
Liquor, Crowley.
Liquor.
There's not alcohol in Costco.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing. Obstacle.
But other than that, I mean, it is. You could totally live in a Costco for a year.
I kind of want to live in Costco.
I do too. I kind of want to try it for at least like a
if someone weeks. Said to a you week. Like yeah. rent out a Costco with like forget going to a hall or whatever. Take three of your best friends and just go rent out Costco for the night. I'd almost know what it reminds me of like the like Dude Perfect like their whole situation. Yeah. Just go do dumb stuff.
Oh I'd be riding a shopping cart
right.
all around.
Yeah,
I would just want to keep the old lady that hands out the. Samples.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just hire one of those old
just
ladies?
Just one, yeah.
If you get the sample by yourself, it doesn't hit the same.
Right. Then the old lady giving you the, you know.
With
the
a little, toothpick.
Right, with the little, like, Greek, phyllo dough thing.
Only thing, they don't have a shower in there, though.
They might. You never know.
You think they have one in the back?
They got water and shampoo, my man.
Exactly.
Soap.
I bet they have one in the back. I bet there's a shower in the Costco somewhere.
Can you buy a shower in Costco?
You probably
can. You
can
probably buy a shower head. I would bet you can buy a shower head.
I'd figure it out.
And then you just go back in the bathroom and change out one of the stalls into a shower stall. Rip the toilet out, redo the
They sell razors. They sell shaving cream. They sell all that stuff. You can totally live in a Costco.
I would love to do it for a week.
This just proves we're still kids at heart. I think you ask a lady probably this question. I don't know if they're up for living in Costco.
No.
But this is like Candyland.
Target they'd like to live in.
That's true.
Yeah.
Target. I like Target. I don't
Me
mind
too.
Target.
Me too.
I like Target. Nice and clean. I don't go to Walmart.
I've been there. I used to, but I don't go there that much
I think
anymore.
I've been to Walmart, honestly, maybe twice in my life.
Walmart stepped up its game a little bit. They have to compete.
Depends.
Yeah. Costco, though.
Depends which one you're going to.
Costco in South Carolina sells beer and liquor and wine.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's that. Wednesdays with Whaley. Programming note, that moves up. 7 o'clock hour today. It's Wednesdays with Whaley. Ray Fittipaldo at 8 o'clock. Justin Fabus, he's our guy, country singer. He's going to lead us in that sing-along coming up tomorrow night at Mike's Beer Bar. So it is fantastic. We're going to talk to him about what his plans are with us tomorrow night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.